from an opium den, deep here in the fetid streets of London Limehouse, we present a wheezing, groaning sound, peevishly the only Doctor Who podcast in existence, to be made by a flat-footed imbecile, a pixelated leprechaun, and a savage in a hatbox. You decide who's who. I'm Paul Littrude, and joining me, next to the River Fleet, hot on the toes of Spring-Heeled Jack, is Mr. Tom Nino and Mr. John Rain.
Hello!
And it's time to do episodes 3 and 4 of The Talent of Meg Tayek.
Yay!
Yes. Now, before we go into that, would anyone like to know what was on television that day? Or shall we skip this redundant piece of bullshit?
I'd like to know.
I'd love to know.
Oh, you'd like to know?
I'd also like to say, love the show.
Oh, do you like the show?
I love the show.
Yes. I think it's dipping.
To what extent do the things vary?
Yes and no and.
Okay.
Yes and no and. We're on part 3 now, so yeah. It's 2 weeks since our last...
we watched television.
It's 2 weeks since our last attempt. And it's, so now it's Saturday the 12th of March, 1977.
Heating up.
I'm 3 months away from living.
Whoa. Oh. Or are you already a lot? Hey,
are you? Let's not get all conservative.
You've not formed into sperm yet, have you?
What? I was born in June.
Oh, June! You're born in. Oh, no. Oh, no, you're definitely then.
Yeah, I just mean until I was born.
World.
You're very much a bun in the oven at this point.
I'm sorry. I think that life begins at conception.
I think it begins at ejaculation.
Yeah. I think it begins with intent.
Or you can do it outside the tent.
Did you do it with intent? No, we were in a caravan. No, go on. You said you were going to say something then.
No. I just said solid stuff all the way through.
Okay. Good.
Like solid stuff.
Stick a rock.
I noticed when Tom said that, he couldn't look us in the eye.
We're having a script editor on the show. Yeah.
Like having him in the corner.
Yeah.
9 a.m. programme started with Mr. Men.
Oh, yes. I can't remember who did Mr. Men.
No. We won't talk about who did Mr. Men. But it was Mr. Funny and Mr. Fussy.
Aww. We had Mr. Fussy 2 weeks ago, didn't we?
No,
we did not. We had Mr. Snow.
Mr. Snow, and wasn't it Mr.
And Mr. Fussy, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, they're repeating them.
It's a double Fussy.
Yeah. Bob Fussy.
Yeah, Bob Fussy. Oh, stop being so fussy, Fussy. What the Mr. Men is Mr. Fussy. One day Mr. Fussy went to plan a musical.
I don't think Mr. Fussy should be doing all this suggestive dancing.
Personally, I don't think Mr. Funny is.
Yeah, Mr. Funny, there's a lot of pressure on him, isn't there? Mm.
Awful amount of pressure.
Yeah.
Mr. Funny, I tell a joke then.
Yeah, Mr. Funny.
I don't do jokes.
He's like Steve Wright. Really deadpan.
Yeah.
A man walked into a pub. It was closed because of the recession.
Oh,
dear. Sonny's gone political.
Oh, yeah. I heard you when you were a prop comic.
Yeah.
After Mr. Men, Robinson Crusoe 2.
Oh.
Robinson Crusoe 2.
2. As in the number 2. Not as well.
Well, he went back to the island. Is Robinson Crusoe the one who was stuck on the island?
Yeah.
He went back there.
With Man Friday.
Man Friday.
Yeah. Man, it was number 2 Man Weekend.
Man Bank Holiday. Man twice a night. If it can't come.
Closing.
Robinson Crusoe 2. I've no idea. There's no write-up, unfortunately.
Weird.
What
thing to make a sequel to?
Is it the idea that Robinson Crusoe gets shipwrecked again?
Yeah. It's like doing a sequel to Castaway.
Such a doofus that not he does again. It again. Oh, not again.
Yeah. That was the rule of sequels. You had to say that in the old days, didn't you? Oh, not again.
Oh boy.
Like
Quantum Leap. Oh, boy.
The other, on the poster for Robinson Crusoe 2, he's doing a peace sign, and that is also 2.
Yeah.
So that works.
And it's not him, it's his son.
Or if it was in the 80s.
It's awful. I hate it so much.
If it was in the 80s, they'd have someone else shipwrecked and it'd be Robinson Crusoe TOO.
Yes.
Yeah.
Robinson Crusoe 2 is the dad, like, and his son next to him, like,
I've made a skateboard out of a pine tree. And
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
First thing he's got to do, son, is food, water, and shelter. I'm going to build a yo-yo.
I've got a half-pipe, dude.
Yeah, dude.
And his dad's like, no.
And then they don't get on for a bit, and then later on they do, and they have to fight a tribe, and they annihilate them.
It's
quite
awful.
Horrible, actually. Yeah.
desert island. I want to live on a desert island, more like.
Yeah, well, Robinson Crusoe would be like, well, the last time I was here, because they'll be like, oh, these people are trying to kill us.
Yeah.
Well, the last time I was here, I, and he pulls back this thing, and it's like an underground bunker full of weapons.
Yeah, that's fun.
Be all that.
Tank.
Yeah.
Like then, in Revenge of the Nerds 2, Nerds in Paradise.
Yeah. And in this one, it'll be Woman Thursday.
Woman, you know, oh yeah, yeah.
Woman Thursday.
A woman.
And she's thirsty. sorry, that was Robinson Crusoe too. No write up. But I think we wrote that up.
Well, you wrote it up. Yeah. That's fine.
After that was Zorro, the serialization.
Ooh.
Starring Guy Williams.
Guy Williams.
Yes, Love as him. The Robin Hood of old California.
Weird way of saying that.
He's the Robin Hood of old California.
But wasn't Zorro Spanish?
Yeah. Wasn't he from Mexico? Don't know.
Listen. Don't shoot the messenger. Yeah.
That's what Zorro would do.
Telling you what it says.
And he'd draw a Z in him.
Yeah.
Draw a Z in him.
Draw a Z in him.
You fall asleep.
That's multiple Zs.
Yeah. If you kill more than one person, it looks like they're all sleeping.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It does if they're dead, doesn't it? So that works.
Yeah.
And then they fall on their side and it's like
He never does the Oro bit, does he? Just does the Z.
Well, that's their bumhole. Yeah.
So use their bumhole like he's dipping it like a quill in ink.
Yes.
The R would
yes,
be
he
the,
does.
Yeah. The R's the hardest bit, isn't it? Because it's you do the Zs.
A double R as well, because that could look like an M.
Yeah.
If you've got bad swordsmanship. Yeah, yeah.
Well, the point is that Zorro's got very good swordsmanship.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you can't sign you like who the hell's Zomo? Yeah.
Wasn't he in the Grange Hill?
Yeah.
He got hooked on
peyote.
Zorro was a pathetic individual, wasn't he?
Zorro, do you remember in the film, Zorro was like a thing you'd hand, it was like a Dread Pirate Roberts type D. Anthony Hopkins was Zorro, and then
Antonio Banderas. Yeah, that's a dreadful old film.
Sexy.
So like King.
I am Antonio Banderas and I'm six.
Oh, I thought you were doing his dad.
Oh, could have been.
Yeah,
he's right. I'm Anthony Hopkins. I'm sexy.
I'm sexy.
I'm a maverick. I'm sexy. I'm a Mexican bandit.
King Rollo? No, that's different, isn't it? That's
King
very
Rollo
different.
Big fat King.
King Rollo. Big fat King. I don't think he ever put like K's on people.
No.
He took a lot of K.
Yeah. An awful lot of it. He'd probably do a K with a halberd as well and do a lot of injuries to people. Because I think the whole point with Zorro is he was a gentle, scathing sort of, wasn't it? Like,
yeah, you have.
You'd have a scar for life, but it wouldn't go too deep into the dermis.
Yes, you'd always remember.
Whereas your Rollo, you'd do it with a fucking Luger.
With a Tommy gun.
Yeah. What'd be the worst letter? W. If your name began with W, that'd be quite painful, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's not good, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or I, because you've got the first stroke and you know the dot's coming.
You have to do the dot, otherwise people might think it's a lowercase L.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, it's quite... It's Minefield, isn't it?
Being if they're German and it's got like... An umlaut.
All the upstrokes and understrokes.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
Different strokes.
Yeah. What, a cast of different strokes? Or signing you?
Signing you.
You don't want a cast of different strokes signing you.
Worth a lot on eBay, though, if you sold yourself on eBay.
You don't
want
to be sunbathing and somebody just puts what you're talking about Willis on your back.
I always thought...
With a Stanley knife.
If I was Banksy and I didn't like someone, I'd wait till they were asleep and I'd do a stencil on their head.
In permanent dig.
So that they'd become like a piece of art.
Yeah, I'd do that.
Someone want to buy them and put them in a shed.
I'd just draw a Willy on their head. Yeah. With the little
You'd have to stencil
out.
It,
yeah.
With a monkey doing it. Yeah. It's ironic.
Yeah, it's clever then.
He's a monkey doing a spunk on his head. Yeah. 400 quid, mate.
Little picture of Arthur Scargo next to it. Yeah, it means something.
Holding a balloon that says corporations.
Yeah. Whoa, he went there.
A monkey's pissing on Arthur Scargo's balloon.
Yeah.
10 grand, mate.
Like a slim loris, but it's got NASA on its fur, and you're supposed to pick up some fucking weird thing from that.
Yeah.
Why is there a slim loris with NASA on it? That
you'd
means
be like,
something.
Oh, you don't get it.
Oh, you don't get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you don't get it.
I heard a Banksy story once. Who wants to hear a Banksy story?
Yes,
go on.
I met someone who was working at a festival.
Mm.
Right.
I want to say something like Reading, Glastonbury or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you want to, say it.
I did. Mm. And he was talking to this bloke.
Mm.
Yeah.
And the conversation came up about how his washing machine was broken.
Mm.
And the bloke gave him loads of really good plumbing advice.
Oh.
Like, really good.
Mm. Was that Banksy?
And then later on, someone said, oh, did you, how was he? And he was like, who? And he went, well, you just met Banksy. And then again, they said he used to be a plumber.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I call bullshit.
Are we closer to finding out who Banksy is then? A former plumber?
It might be Christopher Plummer.
Yeah.
Is there a Banksy's plumber? Because if so, I think we solved that.
I hope he listens and he does a stencil on my house. It's worth a fortune.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think it's this podcast that will finally get him to actually reveal who he is?
I won't say who it is, but...
I think it's David Jason.
Oh, he stenciled the wrong chandelier. Oh, no.
It's all streaked because he fell through the bar.
Yeah.
And his biro going all the way down the wall.
A friend of mine was doing stand-up and... Yeah.
Did he meet Banksy?
Apparently.
Don't jump to the end. Go on.
Banksy put a tenner in his bucket, signed it, did like a little good doodle on it and said Banksy, which is either, I mean...
Or anyone wrote Banksy on
it. It could have been Banksy from Grange Hill.
Yeah.
All right.
That's nothing.
Like Zamo.
Yeah.
My milkman's Banksy. I know that.
I call bullshit.
He stenciled my Unigate.
What about your milk?
He stands on me goat up. Everyone's got that, haven't they?
Mm.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know Banksy. I know Banksy.
Yeah,
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Arthur Lowe.
It's Arthur Lowe. I can't remember Banksy.
Anyway, after Zorro, the Robin Hood of California.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
It was, and by the way, it was episode 2, The Fat Sergeant.
Oh.
Yep.
Can't call it that these days.
No.
I bet Zorro can really get a good signing on the Fat Sergeant.
Oh, yeah.
He could do a capital Z and a little Z.
He could do A to Z.
Yeah.
He could do the whole alphabet on him. Yeah. He won't even feel it.
No. Calligraphy, uppercase, lowercase.
He could do Comic Sans.
Yeah.
Imagine if Zorro signed everything in Comic Sans.
Oh,
he'd be really shit.
Bit of a shit Z, wouldn't it? Yeah. Like, that Z shit.
Come on. It's too chunky.
Comic Sans Z. Zorro, you pillock.
Mm.
Anyway, after Zorro was, don't give up the ship.
Good point.
Comedy. Very good point. Comedy featuring Jerry Lewis. Ooh, that funny, wasn't it?
Good then.
Lieutenant Paul Steckler loses a complete battleship. With hilarious results.
Well, I don't know where it is. Does he have to find it by putting pegs in a grid?
I see, yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. No.
Remember they made a film of that?
They did.
It's fucking insane,
they
isn't it?
Really did.
With Rihanna.
They really did, with Rihanna.
Yep.
Remember Hungry Hippos? That was a horrible film. Certificate 18.
Yeah. My God, so grim.
Used to eat human heads. Horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Angry, the old hippos, aren't they?
Mm. Oh, one of the most vicious creatures you can meet in Africa, you know.
Kill more people than...
Yes, more people than bullets. Kill more people than heroin.
Kill more people than Leslie Grantham hippos.
Good God.
Yeah. Don't want to be killed by a hippo. Sorry, we need to leave him be.
A hippo also got caught wanking on a webcam.
Yeah.
So got more in common with him.
It happened, yeah.
I know.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go.
So that was a don't give up the ship, a hilarious comedy story.
Oh,
after that was a program at 12:15 called So You Think You Need Glasses?
Is it just a very fuzzy program?
I don't know. It just
says sponsored by Specsavers.
It just says, is Joe Docs, D-O-C-K-E-S?
Yeah.
Maybe
they
Joe
get his dress out.
Sorry, he can't see it. Yeah. Is Joe Doke short-sighted enough to join the army? I don't know.
What's going on?
I suppose it's a documentary about...
Short-sighted enough?
Yeah, exactly.
I think you have to have good vision.
You're not short-sighted enough for this army, sir.
Oh, no, as in he doesn't think far enough in advance, and he's gone, I'm going to join the
army. Short-sightedness in general. Right, but it is also called So You Think You Need Glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it about a man having to find out that he can't get into the army because his eyesight is too good?
It doesn't give the other team a chance.
Yeah.
I think it's not fair.
I don't know.
Are you flat-footed enough? I don't quite get that, but there you go. After that was the weather. Now, the weather I normally never even mentioned. It's weatherman normally, but this is the reason why I mentioned it is because it doesn't say weatherman this time. Mm. It just says weather in small case, and then right next to it in capitals is Barbara Edwards! So I'm hoping she was reading the weather, and they got very excited.
Barbara Edwards.
Blustery gales and choppy seas, occasional showers.
Beautiful.
Yeah, Barbara Edwards.
Maybe she was the lady you phoned in about the gales.
Yeah. Well, she's talking fucking bullshit.
No, that's Gail Edwards.
Sorry about that.
After
said about this, and then just like screws it up and throws it at the camera. It's like, well, fuck her.
Fuck her.
Yeah.
Fuck all of you.
Fuck the BBC.
Did they ever find out who that woman was?
No. The don't think so.
Sandra Bullock.
Is Sandra Bullock? Yeah, she is the. She knows all. She has the gift of prophecy.
She does. After the weather with Barbara Edwards was grandstand, bloody, bloody, bloody grandstand from 12:30 to 10 past 5. Then it was the Pink Panther show.
Hey!
He's a rinky-dink panther. And it's as plain as your nose.
He's a gentleman, a scholar, and an acrobat.
Yes, and an acrobat.
Mm. Wasn't that Top Cat?
No, that's Pink Panther.
That's Pink Panther.
Was it?
No.
Mm.
Top Cat is Top Cat, basically Bilko, absolute... Wind your fucking neck in.
Smells of fleas. They call him Phil Silvers, but everyone else calls him Top Cat.
And he lives with five other cats in this bin.
In the alley, in the bin.
In the bin. And he's like, I was a zibble. He's that Del Boy of cats, isn't he? I fucking hated Top Cat.
Hated it.
Absolutely loathed it.
Never watched it. Hated it.
Never liked Bilko either.
I liked Bilko.
Don't really like
Phil Silvers. Who was the one who talked like that, even?
Oh, that was the...
That's one of the cats.
Cats. Was it like...
Yeah.
I can't remember.
One of the cats. He might have been the pink one.
Maybe.
There was a little blue one, really small.
Yeah.
It'd be like, okay, TC!
He was Radar.
Like that.
He was Benny. Yeah.
Benny.
Basically Radar.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. And then there was Officer Dibble. That's not Officer Dibble, that's Top Cat. Yeah, be like, you cats need to move out. It's unsanitary inside that trash can. And they'd be like, I was the devil, don't worry. I've got a little plan. And he was always so subversive and horrible. He's always cheating everyone.
That's the devil. Why don't you reach in? And he reached in. Yeah. See you next week.
It'd always be something like that, wouldn't it? Why'd you come in? I was the devil. And have a little sit down. And he'd have a sit down, but the chair's made of shit and it's on fire.
Yeah. But what I don't get is Bilko. He exists in a structure. He's in the army. He's trying to get one over on the sergeants.
Yes. Always.
No one cares what a cat does.
No one
just
cares.
Just do anything. It's not like he has to trick anyone.
I mean, by their very nature, they do what they like.
Yeah.
So who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares what a cat does?
Even people that own cats, all they do is take pictures of them.
Do you know what? Hanna-Barbera. It's Hanna-Barbera, isn't it? They've got a lot of fucking things to answer for. They really do. Fred Flintstone.
A1.
Well, that was the Honeymooners, wasn't it?
Well, yeah. One of these days.
And there's the Jetsons.
Which is just Jetsons.
And the worst one was Roman Holiday, which is basically the Flintstones and the Jetsons, but it's set in the Roman times, and it's exactly the same episode.
I've never heard of that.
No.
Roman Holiday. There's Gus and Laurie, Precocia too, and Big Brother Hap Holiday.
No, you don't.
And there's something, the lion, the family pet, who eat you out of house and home, the... Daft don't get. But I didn't say that.
You're making it up.
I think I might have been a fever dream when I was But I saw all the episodes.
If there was a missing cartoon that you could...
Roman Holiday. Promise you, it's real.
Roman Holiday. After the Colosseum. You've got to see him.
That's pretty much nailed it.
Hang on, I'm going to do this live on air.
Okay.
Go on. Look up Roman Holiday.
Roman Holiday cartoon.
Same people who did. And it is literally like they just rewrite the episodes. It's not in Bedrock now. It's in Roman times.
I'd never heard of this.
Yeah, they got the Brutus the Lion.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it looks identical to all the others.
Yeah. Never heard of it.
Brutus the Lion, the family pet.
Do you remember when the Flintstones advertised cocaine?
No, hey, I Brett. Do not. Go on.
You want to pick me up, Brett? Hey, Vaughn. Have some good old Colombian cocaine.
It's good shit, Fred.
I hear that Stevie Nicks put this on our anus. That's right in the ring hole.
Hated Fred Flintstone.
So you must have loved the live-action films.
Oh, yeah.
I did not watch them.
Mark Addy and John Goodman.
John Goodman. Mm.
Of course, the B-52s did the song, didn't they? Flintstones, smite the Flintstones. They're a bunch of motherfucking cavemen. Yeah. Tom Coppin's even in that. And Halle Berry. What are they doing?
Halle Berry's character was called Sharon Stone.
Very good.
And doesn't Thingy turn up in it as the mother-in-law?
Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah. It's nice to know that they make great career choices. Do you want to be in this shit? Mind you, they probably got a lot of money, didn't you? I don't want to be in the live-action version of the Flintstones.
And he wasn't.
I need to put him to bed.
Yeah.
And he wasn't. This is fine.
Yeah. By his wish.
Anyway, that was... So that was a Pink Panther show. we've now thoroughly discussed.
Yeah, yeah.
And then after that was Doctor Who at 6:30. Part 3, there is a write-up for you.
Yes, thank you.
Here we go. Wang Chiang is desperate to recover his lost time cabinet. Leela tracks the Chinese god to his lair and faces one of his most terrifying creations. Does she?
Well, the rat.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, she does that. Mm. Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. After that was Ronnie Corbett's Saturday special.
Oh, who's on?
And today I've got Tony Monopoly.
What?
Who? Hinge and Bracket.
Hey!
Ladies, will simply my cousin. And the Wurzels.
Wow.
Ronnie must have joined in for a Wurzels.
Oh, yeah. I'm a cider drinker.
Yeah, Wurzels. Well, I'd rather have a dry white wine. That sort of thing. He would have joined in, though, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
He'd have come on with a little neckerchief.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
He would have done it, wouldn't he? Yeah. And it would have been so lovely.
I miss Ronnie Corbett.
I love bit of Ron.
Because as he got older, he started to look like an old nan.
He did.
Yeah.
Oh, he got rounder, didn't he? He sort of got quite round.
Yeah, he got plumptious.
Yeah.
Like a lovely cuddly tear.
Yeah. They did that one-off special for him, didn't they, called The One Ronnie, and it was actually quite funny.
Quite moving.
Yeah.
It's not the one about the man.
And the greengrocer sketch, he was returning his BlackBerry or whatever it was.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I think Dan Tatzel wrote that.
Did he?
So.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Well done, Dan.
Seems to remember.
Yeah.
And Hinge and Bracket would have been wonderful.
Oh, they'd have done a little. They'd have done a little piano forte.
I think they would have done a little song. Mm. Yeah. So it would be like, and I went to Waitrose, and Ronnie would be like, and I stayed at home. Or something like that.
Nice.
Yeah, I just went to the green.
I went to the supermarket and I wagged off a gnome.
Should have scripted it.
And I took ketamine at home. Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
Perfect. Would have been lovely. Yeah. After that was Saturday Night at the Mill.
Oh.
Saturday Night at the Mill. Highlights from guests such as Kenny Ball and Spike Milligan. Oh, that would have been a bit crazy.
Oh, hello.
Spike.
Depending on his mood.
Yeah, or he could have been in right of misery.
Was it towards the end when he sounds like he's always crying?
Yeah.
He was just sounds like he was
crying. Or it could be the ones where he says something and he doesn't quite go on mic and then he just laughs inwardly, but not out loud. So he's just going... nobody knows the context to it.
You either come on and be a machine gun of gags, or you come on and go, oh, comedy's rubbish. Everyone that does comedy these days is crap.
And then just go, horses. And then laugh inwardly for 10 minutes.
You couldn't
tap him and go, sorry, we're live on air. He wouldn't care about any of that.
No. Like,
Bless him.
Yeah. That was Saturday Night at the Mill.
Okay.
On BBC Two.
Yes.
Programmes, of course, started at 7:40 with Open University. Programmes began. Saturday Night going into care with photography, farming, pure maths, engine values, closed down.
Oh,
sorry, Bert.
Oh, that's a dry old set of...
I don't think Bert's even got over 2 weeks prior. He had two in a day. Two in a day. Close down. But don't worry, because things started up again with Horizon.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a documentary about naturism. Do you know what? I'm feeling festive. Does anyone like to do a build-up to Bert? I wouldn't mind a little break. So... one of you could do it. You know the drill. And the documentary was about naturism.
Doris! Doris!
Yes?
Doris, my dear.
Doris, my dear.
Doris.
Oh, pack up the larder and head off to the coast.
Yours is a sprightly old landlady. And head off to the coast.
And head off to the coast. I'm gonna tend the place like it's been fumigated.
That's not bad at all, actually. All right, let's hear the next one. And 5 p.m. was on the horizon with a documentary about naturism.
Oh, Doris, my dear.
Put the casting in the cat. Go to your mother's and don't come back for 48 years. I'm going to watch the documentary. It's informative.
Oh,
I'm expanding my mind.
So lovely to see it coming out of someone else's mouth.
That is like the archetypal but thing. A documentary about naturism. That is too much. There was actually a Carry On.
BBC, yes.
Yeah.
It'd be a BBC 2 documentary, so there won't be any filth in it at all.
Yeah.
You realise you will just see the top of a boob.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't show anything.
Lots of bottom.
Maybe the odd bottom, but it'll just be some 90-year-old bloke bottom playing crazy golf.
So the problem with naturism is, like, once you have decided, well, we don't wear clothes, what do you do, like, because then they just, like, play ping pong or something.
Stresses me out about
well, Bernie says it very funny. I can't deal with that not having pockets.
Yeah. Also, furniture as well.
Yeah.
Naked bums sitting all over chairs. You wouldn't want to sit down after them, would you?
Just.
And you'd have to make sure all your furniture is dark coloured.
Yeah.
It's not nice, is it?
No, you wouldn't want leather furniture either because the skin will stick to it.
I don't think Bert's worrying about any of this.
No, it's true.
I think he's looking forward to seeing some lovely pert bottoms with wicker indents.
And they'd all be playing for some reason volleyball and table tennis,
which is the law, isn't it? Yeah. Have to do that when you
sign up to be a naturist.
Yeah. Good lord. After Horizon was Open Door.
Oh, we remember Open Door.
Open Door, yeah. And indeed, literally, this is the line: "Can the Middle East live in peace?"
Oh, blimey!
That's the ultimate question.
Yeah,
1977. They were
still asking them,
positing them.
Yeah.
So, come on, people, can they? Come on.
We just don't know.
We just don't know, and we don't know the answer.
It's too big a question.
But thanks for listening.
Maybe if we all sat them all down to watch the talents of Wayne Chang, suddenly think, what on earth are we?
But then we'd anger probably the East.
Very upset about that.
We could get Peter Jackson to CG talent the Mr. Chang.
Mr. Sin.
And Mr. Sin to be authentic Chinese actors.
Yes.
Got you.
And redo the voices.
You could do that, yeah. I wonder if they'll do that. They've been colourising Daleks. Maybe they'll be appropriatizing the casting next.
Maybe after all that's done, we might have a little bit of peace in the middle.
Who knows?
I think even that's beyond Peter Jackson.
Well, I tell you what, we've tried almost everything else. So far-fetched as it is, maybe we should try. after that was Sight and Sound in concert. So 2 weeks ago, we had Kiki D.
Lovely.
This time we got Procol Harum.
Oh,
Harum. It's only that one song, isn't there?
No,
it's Wider Shade of Pale. That's them, isn't it? That's Procol Harum.
On the floor, I was feeling
got a six six. I vomited on a whore. that's them, isn't it? That's the ones. Do we know any other songs by them? Is there anyone I know?
I know. A salty dog.
Excuse me. A salty dog. That's another burp.
You're so burpy.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. I'm a burpy man.
A salty dog. Blimey.
Yeah.
That's the favourite drink of... half remembering things.
Yeah.
In Larry Sanders' show, his producer, Artie, that's his favourite drink. Salty dog.
Oh, nice.
He's always trying to make him drink salty dogs. Salty dog.
Riptorn, what a name as well.
Great, isn't it? Except when he dies, and then I'm just not watching. I'm not looking at Twitter that day because everyone's going to be R.A.P. Torn.
He is dead.
Oh, is he already gone?
Yeah, he died a few years ago.
Oh, shit. Okay.
That's like,
well, I'm glad happened. I missed that then, actually. Yeah. I was probably on MySpace.
Well, it's a bit like I can't wait to be on Twitter for Jimmy Nail's funeral.
I hope they cremate him. That's all I'm
going to say. That'd be a shame.
I don't get it.
Well, final nail
in the coffin. It'll be fun.
I hope everyone's wearing black crocodile shoes.
I'm going to say Auf Wiedersehen, pet.
And also, I hope they spend a few quid on the funeral.
I think that's all of it, isn't it? Yeah, you can't do any more with that.
We've done them all.
Yeah.
well done, lads. That was really good.
I hope he's not buried in Oz.
Oh, yeah, his character's name was Oz.
Oh, right, yeah.
I'm Oz, and I'm a builder, ugly.
Hope he gets buried on time.
Yeah.
Do you remember the comic strip film, Detectives on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown? His character in that's Dave Spanker.
That's fun. Dave Spanker.
Phil Cornwall.
Yeah.
I remember when they used to be boats on the Tyne.
Phil Cornwall lives near me.
Does he?
I was out running the other day, and he went, "You're always running."
He actually said that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
You're always running.
Yeah.
You don't know him from Adam.
No.
You just said it.
I see him a lot, though. I do see him a lot.
You said you're always Gilbert the Alien.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you always watching me run?
Yeah.
Dirty old perv.
You're always Dave Clifton.
Dave Clifton.
Yeah. Good Lord.
You're always Michael Caine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should have said to him, I really enjoyed Stella Street, by the way, although the film was crap.
They did a film of it.
They did a film. It was terrible.
Really bad. Yeah.
Well, the whole joy of Stella Street is it's very, very stripped back, and
that was almost the point of it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They thought, let's make a film, and you go, don't do that.
They brought in Ronnie Ancona to do more. It just didn't work.
Didn't work. Okay. It was much funnier. It was just two of them playing everyone.
Funny when it was just a cheap,
exactly,
three blokes with a camcorder, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's so amazing you could get stuff like that. I bet it's not even broadcast quality nowadays.
Oh, Mrs. Huggett.
Yeah. You fat bastard. About Marlon Brando. Yeah. Do your own dinner, you fat bastard.
Do your own dinner, you fat bastard. It's a deal.
She hoovered up $100,000 worth of nose candy.
Cave, where's the cut food? She always used to make me laugh my head off.
Yeah. I love the fact that they did Dirk Bogarde. Not just Dirk Bogarde. Dirk Bogarde from Evil Under the Sun. Yeah. Has anyone told you two you're a queer pair to be rearing a news agent? Has anyone told you you're a queer pair altogether? Fucking loved that show so much.
R.I.P. John Sessions.
Johnny S.
He's his Al Pacino is just so fucking good. Help, I've fallen. When he's trying to put up the IKEA shelf and it pulls him. Help, I've broken my neck.
Anyway, that was Open Door. Yeah, yeah, sorry. And the Middle East in peace. After that was Sight and Sound. Oh, sorry, we've done that program. And then after that was Once Upon a Union.
Oh. Yes,
the argument for devolution.
Ugh.
Tell you what, getting very political.
You won't catch me a bat, that's Arthur Lowe singing it. You won't catch me a bat of the union.
Well, all right.
You that is my favourite impression of
we
yours.
Are young, we vote green, keep our teeth nice and clean, and feel alright. Well, alright.
Mr. Labour Trick song,
yeah, he would have perfect time as well. He could have joined those.
Mind
cheeky...
you, he wasn't the Labour leader though.
He wasn't.
It was Tony Blair. Tony B. Lyre, sorry.
Yeah.
Tony B. Lyre.
I think I've only ever heard the spitting image impression of Neil Kinnock. I don't think I've ever heard Neil Kinnock.
Actually heard him.
I've only heard the Neil Kinnock who's got the.
I was behind him at a till in the early 90s when he was Labour leader.
Really?
Yeah.
My dad made me go Christmas shopping with him really early one morning.
Made you go Christmas shopping with him?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go Christmas shopping with
Get
him.
Get up, we're going Christmas shopping. Anyway, we went to Harrow. Kinnock was in front of us at the till with Glenys?
Glenys!
Yeah. Glenys!
Interesting story.
Don Ring, what are you buying? You're buying yourself a lovely...
Well, all right. Put that porno mag back.
He had a very full trolley.
Oh.
Getting all his Christmas goodies. There was some booze. Yeah.
A bit of booze.
Yeah.
So he fell over on the beach, didn't he?
It's a lot of clinking going on
the beach,
there.
Yeah. Which the spitting image beginning was cutting the string.
Yes.
That was always
that was and they used to do that thing where they reverse it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I tell you what, they should bring back spitting image. Politics could do this.
We could do with a sharp stick bursting the balloon upon paucity at the moment in modern politics.
Tell you what, they should bring it back. Because I was thinking about how, like Jess Phillips, they could do a puppet of her, couldn't they?
That'd be
talking
a lot of fun,
about her tits.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Very, very good.
And you could do Matt Hancock. And he's just a hand and a cock.
What about Dominic Raab?
Yeah.
He does karate. That was my one.
But you also did Cummings as an Alien.
Yes.
That was quite good.
That was, I didn't do all of those, but that was, I think he's not in power anymore, is he? So that worked. You're welcome.
Well done, Tom.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I also wrote, do you remember Newsoids? I wrote a Newsoid sketch about Doctor Who. That was fun.
Yep. Was that Culshaw?
No, that would be Lewis McLeod doing his Capaldi impression. Yep.
Yeah.
There you go.
I don't like the word newsoids, I'm afraid.
Well, that was going to be the new spinning image. Was that the 3 CGI one?
No, that was the they were puppets.
Oh, they were puppets, but they were weird puppets.
Yeah.
Well, I was Prince Philip in 2D TV.
Well, give us your Prince Philip.
Go on, take your Prince Philip. Because that could be Charles as well now.
I did it as Dick Dastardly. He was trying to kill Kate Middleton.
Yo.
It was Stump Keith Middleton. It was me and Dastardly. It was like Dastardly and Muttley, but Muttley was a corgi. And I was constantly trying to kill her.
Right.
Solid
with
stuff.
Elaborate things. And I'd always get my comeuppance.
Yeah, yeah. That's fun.
Wonderful stuff.
Were you also
yes.
George Michael video? It called?
Wag the Dog?
Wag the Dog.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Because that was 2D TV.
It was.
Yeah. It was.
Odd choice.
Yeah. Really odd.
Yeah.
Do genuinely really odd.
He was probably smoking a reefer.
Well, was. All right.
That is how George Michael spoke.
Yeah, it was.
People know that.
I often would say, well, all right, when I pulled the flash after having a poo. Only when I pulled the flash and then go, well, all right. It's really satisfying, and I hope some of you take that up.
There you go.
Yeah, I hope that. Yeah. I hope people do.
Please take that up as a hobby.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, all right. Anyway, so after Once Upon a Union, you know, the new revolution, was Inside Story. Coverage of the rowing teams for the upcoming 123rd Oxford v Cambridge boat race.
Ooh. How fucking boring is the boat race?
Have you ever been on the river while the boat race has happened? I have, down in Hammersmith.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not nice.
Is it not nice?
It's not nice.
What, in what respect?
It's full of blokes with lots of rugger tops, the English rows, not English rows. Lovely English rows. And it's lots of, it's just full of rah-rahs. It's just all, wow.
You just gotta, you gotta get your tinnies down to what's the race, otherwise there's no bloody point in doing it.
Yeah, it's full of that.
There's bloody Ollie in there. And Jeffers. Let's hope they win this year.
Do you know, I think they should let a Polytechnic join in this year. The Oxford v Cambridge boat races.
I'd respect it more if it was Oxford, Cambridge and all the universities in England.
Yeah, everyone should have a go.
Oxford, Cambridge and Shark.
Yeah. Shark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. After Inside Story, the coverage was news on to Cricket and Shutdown. Yeah, so it wasn't that exciting on BBC Two. But why would you be watching that?
Why?
Because it's episode bloody three of Tantamount Chang. And poor old Leela is stood there with Mr. Sin. And he's gonna kill her.
Oh no!
So she has a. This is amazing. She literally backflips around him, runs across a table, and leaps out of a window.
Yeah, yeah.
And what a stunt it is!
She also throws that knife right into his throat.
Right into his throat. Yeah, yeah. And it sticks at his neck, and he's like, "Oh, that's bloody awful."
Again, if you were a kid, you'd be like, "What the fuck?"
Exactly.
he keeps coming with a big knife sticking.
Sort of does this weird reverse flip.
Yeah.
Belts across the table. And that stunt is amazing.
Amazing.
I would, if I was a kid, I'd try and copy it immediately. Oh, God, I'd be there with a knife.
Throwing a knife at your younger brother.
Yeah.
Jumping out the window. Sadly, you lived in a flat at the time.
Doctor Who made me do it.
I can still see it.
And my brother.
Leela, jump out of the window.
Yeah, let's have the proper.
Leela. So, I mean, it's now just. It's now,
now it's
just,
now like she's in an iron lung.
Leela, jump out of the window. Drowned.
I do like that now they're all on iPlayer. A lot of people have been sharing that.
Yeah, it's always lovely to see.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah. You must think they're a bit dumb. That's why, like, she says that.
What an annoying woman.
For a woman.
But it's really funny because while this has been going on, the doctor's just been heading back to Lightfoot's house, and all he sees is Leela just jump out of a window.
He thinks, yeah,
oh, and
fair
then
enough.
Someone takes a pot shot.
And then he finds it, and now it's Chang taking pot shots out of the mouth, which is really cool. It's like action
Chang hides in a bush.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. Pot shots with his pistol. Mm. The doctor tells Leela to stay put. and runs into the house.
Yeah.
Leela, of course, being Leela, immediately hotfoots it to the back of the carriage as Lai Sin Chan makes his escape. Because they've got what they wanted, which was the cabinet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Isn't it the time cabinet? It's not known as yet.
They haven't got the cabinet yet, have they?
No, maybe they haven't got it yet.
No, because that's Wang Chiang gets it later.
Wang Chiang gets it later, beg your pardon.
He laughs like a villain.
That's the end of the part, isn't it? Yeah. You're absolutely right. Yeah. Sorry about that.
He's failed, basically. He has to
In his attempt, that's right. And so Leela hops on the back of the carriage, and then the doctor goes in to tend to Lightfoot, who's been got a little bump on the head.
Yes.
And
he went a bit Captain Tom there, like Lightfoot being, oh no, no, maybe.
remember when I used to get my daughter made me fight Chinese death squad. She wanted a new colour car. I had to fight 42 of them. They broke my ankles. They cut my ears off. And one of them raped me. She got a colour car there. And so it was good news all round. I remember she said, take up opium. I said, I'd rather not. She said, but she said, we do need another sunken pool next to the solarium. So I said, well, I'd rather not, dear. Because I've heard it's quite addictive. She said, you'll do it. So I didn't know. I went to the East End and asked for some opium, and they gave me milk at the Poppy. I think I spent 5 months laying in the sewer, delirious, you know, didn't eat or drink, covered in my own feces. But you know, she got. You love your daughter, don't you?
Sorry, I can stay in that place for so long.
Oh my god!
Sorry.
The Captain Tom monologues.
It's just, the more that we find out about this, the more it's just like,
it's true.
Holy shit, it's all true.
Oh, no.
That fucker went over Buckingham Palace in drone form, yeah. And we all clapped like dumb seals.
It's not his fault, is it? It's not his fault.
Hoodwinked.
He wanted to meet Cliff. He just wanted to meet Cliff.
I just wanted to meet Cliff.
His little bandy legs. I love it. He's got this. Anyway.
He's got shorts on his whole day. You can tell the belt's under his nipple. But also, because he's so old, yeah. His legs look like two bits of cotton thread coming out of these voluminous.
He looks like an elf on the shelf.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really does. And he's all like. And there's a bit where he pushes like his grandson in the pool, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. Like,
and then his daughter goes, Dad, why don't you do that dive?
I don't know.
What, the top one? Yeah, the top one.
There's no water in the pool, darling.
Do it.
Why do I have to do?
I want an arga.
Yeah. How does me doing this get you an arga?
Because the Arthur Lowe's daughter had less ability.
Yeah, well, she could ask anything. I'm not going to
do it. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it.
Listen, Dad, fancy raising millions for charity? I don't want to do that.
I don't really like
charity.
No,
I'd rather take a million from them.
Well, I had to do also.
Up in heaven, those two. Jamming with Hendrix.
Have you ever heard of Niagara Falls? Oh, I had to swim up there. Can't be done.
Sorry. The doctor, after helping Lightfoot up, etc., he now notices that the lacquered bronze cabinet is more than it could be.
Hello.
Yeah. And he talks about fused molecules and things like that. Whilst Lightfoot does all that sort of, you're sure you know what you're talking about, don't you? Which is really lovely. He's not incredulous. He's just all a bit like, quite know what you're talking about, old fella.
Extraordinary but, fellow.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Yes, lots of extraordinary fellow stuff, which is really lovely. meanwhile.
Just says that to everyone. Someone comes in, like, just delivering your milk.
Yeah.
Extraordinary fellow.
Extraordinary man. Oh, who's that? That's your brother. Extraordinary fellow. Who's that? It's Mrs. Hudson. Extraordinary
woman. Chap there, small chap. Wings. That's a pigeon. Oh, extraordinary fellow.
Extraordinary man. That's a bird. Oh, extraordinary man. Oh, God. It must be lovely to be just mildly perplexed and bemused, but not annoyed by it.
No, you just like, just, oh.
Oh. Oh.
Extraordinary fellow. Is it?
Like, you know, given a meal you've never had before.
Yeah.
Oh. Extraordinary fellow. Stop calling everything a man. Enjoy your venison. Mm. I did. Extraordinary fellow. Anyway. So Leela is now is now has followed Chang, and Chang's got a little secret entrance.
Yeah.
First of all, I remember watching this going, "Who's Chang?" Because they're all Chang in it. Chang. Wayne Chang. He's got a little secret entrance where Lee Sin Chang has to go on the little on the flagstone and it comes up.
Yeah. Chang Henderson.
Which is really cool. And she follows him. She follows him down there, and he's feeding one of his rats.
Yeah, lovely,
a big horrible lump of like pork or something, or human. I'm presuming it's like one of those
prostitutes. Yeah. That was murdered. I had to murder. Her. she wanted a bowling
to go
alley
down to Whitechapel in 1888.
I had to dress up as Jack the Ripper. I had to do it during the day in Croydon. I got caught immediately. Went to prison for 9 months. So she got the bowling alley.
Jesus. Now we finally get some sort of stuff between Lai Sin Chang and his master. It's standard Doctor Who thingy, as in, I'm the most powerful creature in the world, but I'm also very weak. And I constantly need replenishing.
Yes.
And you find out that this is why all the prostitutes, not all prostitutes, but all the women who've been going missing, they've all been sort of distilled for their essence for the Lord.
Hate when that happens.
Yeah. Which is what Lai Sin is sort of like. You realise that Lai Sin Chang is not the baddie. Well, he is. But he's got
it's
a higher up master.
Darth Vader versus the Emperor thing, isn't it? Like, there's someone worse.
There you go.
Yeah.
So he's weakening.
Like Mark and Bernie Winters.
Yeah.
He demands two fresh donors.
Yeah.
So Lyson says he will provide for them.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, back at Lightfoot's house, or Ghastly Grange, as it should be known, the Doctor crudely draws a map of the sewers on Lightfoot's
house. I love this.
Which is brilliant. Yeah. He just draws a little map and goes, we go along the River Fleet, and we go up here, down Dale, and in there. And Lightfoot's like, extraordinary film. Extraordinary map. Which is just lovely. So now we cut back to the theatre. Lai Sin mind bothers a cleaner with his weird milky eye flash.
Yeah.
The Milky Bar kid's got a weird eye flash.
And
then he goes, go down there and you'll be distilled. And she's like, I'll do that. He can't find anyone else, so he just picks on a cleaner in the theatre.
Yeah,
you'll do. And mind bothers her as well.
Did I miss it why he explained it has to be women?
I don't think it does. It's just to make it more...
Imagine if he brought that up. He's like, "What? Does it have to be women? Why?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
And they have to be naked.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
They have to be naked sex workers all the time. Yeah. They don't distill right if they're men.
It's like, you know when Sacha Baron Cohen, when he did the Ali G movie, and it's like, I'll have women in bikinis all around me, and that's because like it's Ali G and it's like a parody of like hip-hop culture and all that stuff.
Right.
Like, okay, so women at bikinis at the premiere. And he's like, and then I'm Borat, and there'll be women in bikinis next to me. And they're like, what's that got to do? He's like, oh, no, because he's like Borat. And they're like, oh, okay.
Right.
And then he's Bruno. And they're like, and it'll be women in bikinis. I'm like, but that's sort of against him. He's like, no, but there will be women in bikinis in the thing. He's like, do you just, Sasha, do you?
Women in bikinis.
And then there was an episode of Newsnight he was on.
Yeah. Bit weird. No idea why.
He's such a strange man.
Yeah.
I saw him about 3 months ago. He asked me directions.
Really?
Yeah. What was that?
On Hampstead Heath. He wanted to find the Pergola Gardens. He was stood right outside it. And it's there.
Was it a prank? Did he go, my wife?
My Pergola.
No, I did all that.
Oh, okay.
I did all that.
Did he love it? But he loved it.
I was just doing that anyway. Yeah. And then he sort of was drawn towards me.
I go up to him and go, I don't believe it.
I did all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
I thought he lived in America now.
I think his mum lives in Goat Green. Because he's a good Jewish boy.
There
so,
enough,
yeah,
of course,
I think he was visiting mum.
Oh, lovely.
I'd imagine.
In the gardens?
Yeah, that's where she lives. Yeah. Homeless. Sits on a bench in the gardens.
Please give us a penny for... Please, Sasha. You're ever such a famous movie star.
Please, Sasha. It's easy.
My mum.
Mama.
Pagoda, yes. My wife is Isla Fisher, yes.
What's that? Do you want me to do the Pamplona bull run?
Jackass with my mum, yes.
What does that entail?
I should have done that with Captain Tom. Made a little jackass with him.
Yeah.
I'm Captain Tom and this is Jackass.
And it is eating a lion's turd. Ow! This is stung by a pufferfish. What?
I've got to light my own farts. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Cliff Richard's going to do it.
Russ Abbott's there. He's really into it. He's like Steve-O. He's really into it.
Skateboarding around.
Oh. Dude, that's so gross.
Oh, Abbott's having it so gross.
Steve-O either has or is touring like one-man shows. And like, the recent stunt he did is he parachutes out of a plane and wanks. To fruition.
What?
Why?
I mean,
I didn't mind doing that one.
The thing is, you've only got a certain amount of time before you have to open your parachute.
This is what he talks about is like the very brief window he's got to do this, and also there's a guy behind him. That he ejaculates onto because of the going. I only found this out because of bloody off menu.
Is that what he talks about?
He's one of the guests.
Was that what that is starter?
That's his starter. He's jumping up and playing Cummings.
Yeah, cum omelette.
Yeah.
Very strange. Anyway, so the Doctor is now sailing up the River Fleet with Lightfoot, and I love the guy who's just rowing him up the river.
Oh yeah,
does nothing. I reckon he's. Probably Captain Birdseye's great great uncle, Rear Admiral Dog's arse, something like that. He's like, I'll take you up. I'll go up here myself, which is great. Mm. So now one of the distillation chamber is switched on, and the cleaner is put in first, and there's lots of. Well, the master is going to absorb her essence, but Leela takes action. She ain't having any of it.
Oh boy.
She lamps Chiang, which is amazing. Yes. And then she stops the chamber by pulling the lever. and then, what's she? Oh, yeah. Then he fires at her, misses, and she escapes. But the closest thing is the rat infested tunnels.
Oh, no.
That's where she runs.
Yeah.
And oh, my God. She suddenly gets scared because she can hear. It's horrible as well. And she's being chased by a rat.
And the Doctor has also borrowed an elephant gun, hasn't he?
Yeah.
The Doctor is now in the sewer.
Yep.
Lightfoot's been told to stay guard with the rear admiral, who's telling him salty stories. And a peculiar man. and yes, he's been given like a gun.
Best for my table.
Is it like a peeking? It's like someone like a peeking duck shooter or something.
Something like that. Yeah.
He's got a gun and a lantern, and he can hear the commotion. Leela comes careering round the corner, but it's too dark to see with the rat, and so the Doctor just. Cocks his gun and points, and that's the fin for episode 3.
Pretty good.
Oh my God. Episode 4 begins, and the Doctor fires. Has he hit Leela? No, don't worry. He's only hit the rat.
Yeah.
But it looks like Leela at one point has been savaged, but clearly not. Just her ankle, apparently.
Yeah. There's a bit of red. There's a bit of something that's happened, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
but she's fine. She's fine. So now the Doctor takes Leela back to Lightfoot and tells her the first thing she needs to do is get changed.
Fair enough.
Oh, this is lovely. This is when Lightfoot brings her the lovely clothes to put on.
It's so sweet. Yeah. Lightfoot, nice. I think, is quite soft on Leela.
I think he is.
I think he's slightly in love with her, but slightly scared of her. Peculiar man.
Someone mentioned it in the comments of our last episode. It's a bit My Fair Lady, isn't it?
Yes.
Trying to teach us to be civilized.
Yeah, but at the same time, when she picks up the whole... thing of meat, he joins in to not make her feel, to not make her feel like a, you know, like a savage.
Lovely man.
She does a poo in the fireplace.
and he does it as well.
Yeah.
But it all goes down the back of his legs. Yeah. Mrs. Hudson, I've done it again. And she's like, peculiar master. They all talk the same in that accent.
Yeah.
He treads lightly, does Lightfoot.
He does.
He does.
Maybe that's something I just said.
Yeah.
It's definitely something you said. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she gets changed, which is lovely. And when she comes back all dressed up, Lightfoot's like, oh, you're rather captivating.
Mm.
It's lovely. It's so sweet.
He goes, fucking hell.
I've got a most peculiar feeling.
Looks at his trousers.
Yeah. No, it's such a sweet fellow.
Peculiar fellow.
Sweet moment.
It is. It's lovely.
Now the Doctor examines the time cabinet.
Yes.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Mr. Jaco informs Casey that his good friend, the Doctor from Scotland Yard, is helping him on some very important things. And he's sort of trying to, you know, beef up his own importance.
Yeah.
It's a very Mr. Jaco thing, isn't it? Like, I was quite the Queensry Rules boxer. As soon as anything happens, he's like, oh, God help.
Yeah.
It's just a brilliant, fun character to play.
Character.
It's really good fun, isn't it? The Doctor now says, I'll tell you what we need to do now. Now we're all back to normal and you can walk again and Lightfoot's all okay. We're all going to go to the theatre.
Yay.
We're all going to go to the theatre. So that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going through this forensically, aren't I?
Good. You get a full... Well, you get... Daisy!
Yes.
Daisy, give me your answer to...
And you get a full performance almost, don't you?
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
No, it's great. It's quite sadly like the Palladium. Yeah. Mind you, the ITV used to do this very show, didn't they? Used to do these sort of like old school Victorian Edwardian parlory evenings, didn't they? And they always used to be like, the most delectable of the da da da.
The good old days.
Yeah, the good old days. Yes. People like Roy Hudd would do it. And,
yeah. They used to repeat them on BBC Four, they don't.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
Odd little curios.
Hmm.
Yes, so lysine. Because Jago's been sort of like preening his feathers and trying to look more important to Casey, saying that the doctor's going to help him, unbeknownst to him, just around the corner, like literally 2 millimeters away, pressed against the side of the wall, is Lee Sin Chan, and he overhears all this, and he's not bloody happy.
No.
Yeah. So the doctor goes to the theatre, warns Lightfoot to stay home and be on guard.
Yeah.
Which I just wouldn't have left him by himself.
And there's a policeman watching him as well.
And says, look, that cabinet, Lysen will be going for that.
Yeah,
But he's like, cooler cabinet, cooler man, cooler setup. But yeah, there's a wonderful old policeman plod outside.
There is,
walking up and down.
With a cape, he's got a cape.
Yeah, he's got a cape on. Yeah.
And lovely. Another chicken.
Yeah.
Hey, it's good to be back.
Hey, this is what you listen for.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Wang Chiang, he's got a big old carpet bag.
Yeah.
And he puts all his scientific electrical equipment into it, which I think is the distillation machine that you previously saw.
Yeah.
It's good that it all goes in that little bag, because that machine was fucking huge.
Mary Poppins bag, isn't it?
Must be a Mary Poppins
carpet bag.
Because you can't get all that in a carpet bag. I'm sorry.
Well, carpet bags need to make a comeback, don't they?
I'd love that.
I reckon if you go around Hackney, you'll see fucking loads of people with them.
It's true.
You know.
What were the ones, were the Emily, the Pankhurst? Was that a bag as well? Like,
the Pankhurst?
The Pankhurst.
What was that?
The Emmeline was like a particular type of bag as well.
I don't know.
There you go.
Hello, it's BBC Bag Talk.
Welcome back to Bag Talk.
You sometimes see people with a hat box as a bag.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you
just
do
want to go.
Yeah. A bird cage.
A bird cage. Well, you're just begging. I hope they get pickpocketed every time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All your stuff.
Bird cage is a bag. What, a hamper, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What would be the most impractical way of a car?
What, as a bag?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are lugging a Vauxhall Astra.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, if you can think of worse bags.
Please send an email to.
What about?
I couldn't give a shit at Gmail.
A live crab?
Yeah.
Dreadful bag.
A crab could hold things.
Hold your jewelry.
Oh. Yeah.
Harold Shipman.
Carrying Harold Shipman.
Yeah.
Carrying Harold Shipman, who's all like, let me at him. Like, no, you're a bag.
Yeah.
I think we should go to a charity shop. No, we're not.
No, we're not, Harold Shipman. You're a bag now.
Stop it.
So, hold my keys.
Go to the Darby and Joan Club. No.
Let me kill an old lady. No, I'll chip in my bag.
Who's everyone's looking at you?
He should be a vessel, shouldn't he? A ship man.
He should.
A meteor strike, that would be a really bad bag.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nightmare.
Nightmare bag.
The whole of the universe.
As a bag. Yeah.
I mean, it's very roomy, but how would you carry it?
Yeah.
It's very weighty, isn't it? And it's bigger than the earth that you're stood on.
Yeah.
So how does that work? And what if you've got one thing in it? You have to go in the bag and walk for infinity to find your keys, don't you?
If I touch this desk, which is attached to the earth...
Yeah, just don't do it with your penis.
And it's got my phone on it.
Yeah.
Then my phone is in the universe, it's in the thing, and I'm carrying the...
Yes.
Does that work?
It's too weighty a subject, really.
Oh,
wow.
It's beyond me.
It's nice that we get into these things.
Yeah, Patrick Moore would know.
Quantum-based.
Yeah. A lot of people probably think that this is a waste of time, this podcast, but I think we're proving them wrong.
We're so proving them wrong. Mm. Yeah. So the doctor arrives at the theatre with Leela, and they sit in the royal box. Of course they do.
And then does Dame Edna Everidge come in and go...
Yes.
You've seen that sketch?
Yes.
Comes in and then says, oh, eventually he tries to sit next to Prince Charles and then says, they found me a better seat. And it was very good.
Nice. It's very good, that. It's very funny.
Prince Charles goes, oh, Camilla, you look lovely.
And he goes, my bloody finger.
He's got that thing from Ark in Space, isn't he?
Yeah.
It's going to explode.
He's turning into a bubble wrap man.
It's like he's got Bell's palsy or something, poor guy. Or he's got the bends. He's come up too quick.
Yeah.
So I reckon once that ring goes, and it is going to go one day, it's going to take someone's eye out.
I wouldn't wear a ring at all. You'd just be constantly aware of the tightness and the...
And then you'll probably go like a balloon, wouldn't you? Yeah. And it'll just be a shriveled dude. Prince Charles.
And that's what happens. That's what happened to Prince
Charles. But I bet then you'll be all smiley like King Charles, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, you can't call him Prince Charles.
I still call him Prince Charles. I still call it Twitter.
I call him King Prince Charles.
Fair enough.
Do you? Yeah. I call him the Fresh Prince of King Air.
Oh.
Isn't that nice?
His mum said, you're staying with... my old house.
Your auntie and uncle
in Buckingham Palace.
And uncle in Balmoral.
Do you think he's in Buckingham Palace much? I wouldn't stay there much. There's always people outside.
I bet news of you have done that.
What's that?
Is a story all about how. Oh,
I can so picture it already. The whole life got turned upside down. See, just wait there. They can become the Prince of Balmoral. Looked at my realm and I was silently there. Well, you home to Balmoral.
Please get makes you sick. He'll write and perform.
No, they've done that as well. It's like years ago in the early 90s, they would all, Gordon Brown, it!
Keir Starmer.
They've so done that, haven't they?
Yep.
Oh, when The Matrix came out, every single news review was always all the politicians as the.
My favourite guess is what the news reviews poster is going to be in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Because they.
It's normally 2 years at a date.
Yeah.
So it'd be like The Hobbit, Unexpected Journey. It'd be that. It'd be Sunak coding it'd be that.
Yeah.
Superimposed, and it just makes you feel bilious.
And the ring has like an EU flag on it.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly that. Anyway, that stuff makes me.
Yeah.
Do you have many
US
boil.
US listeners who won't know what the news review is?
I don't know what the news review is. What's the news review?
Longest running satirical swipe at what's going on.
Thing is, it generates good people, but it's...
That's how I met my comedy mates.
Oh, yeah,
all through that. Yeah.
You're in it?
No. Point blank refused.
Fair enough.
Just they'll get four performers and it'll be a really look at what's going on in the world. But I think it's been going on since
longest running show.
Is it on the radio?
No,
it's live.
Live, normally at the Canal Cafe Theatre in Little Venice.
Right.
But it often will go to Edinburgh, they'll do the full run. But they'll always do a movie poster to incorporate the movie poster, but then politics of the time.
Yes.
And it just always feels very forced and not remotely funny.
Right. Well, tick.
There you go.
Speaking of...
So anyway, the Dodder and Leela Watch Lyceum doing basically his Victorian Britain's Got Talent routine.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really good fun. Like, observe floating lady. And then he does that, no wires.
Except when Chang fucks him up.
Yeah. And he even gets his little Mr. Sin, his little puppet, to sort of like go, rubbish trick. And
That's really fun.
Sort of like try and wrong foot him. It's all part of the act.
I like it when he gives the doctor the cards.
And the next thing is he asks a member of the audience to help him and he looks at the doctor.
Mm.
And he gives him a pack of cards to pick one out, put it back in the deck, and then he says to hold it up as far away from you as possible. And the doctor, on purpose, draws the card deck
right
in front of his heart almost, or his heart's daring him.
Puts it
in front of Leela's head.
Yeah.
He calls in Adric.
Yeah.
Hold up your least favourite Adric. Yeah. And then a cannon is shot. And then holds a deck and then Lysine shoots. And then he has shot through the doctor's card, which is the Ace of Diamonds.
Mm.
Yeah. Which is weird because that would have been Chang's immediate chance to kill the doctor.
Yeah.
And go, accident, it all went wrong. Sorry. No, doesn't take that opportunity, which is really weird.
He's got half an eye on the touring circuit. He's looking.
He's still got obligations. He's got Bridlington, hasn't he?
Yeah,
and he's doing Butlins.
Yeah, he's opening for Stephen Mulhern.
Yeah,
he's dancing with he's with that Greek lad who. Yeah,
Stavros Flatley.
Is that the one with his dad? And all they did was be fat and run around the stage. How are people so... Why do people tolerate this shit and go, this is entertainment?
It's the same people who are still watching I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here when they shouldn't have started watching it at all.
Sure. Mm. He's going to eat another gland. Why do we find this...
Although I do still watch lots of Nigel Farage's cameos, the ones where he's like, so, it's Jimmy's birthday. Not very big chungus. Like, he does all that stuff.
Oh, his cameo paid stuff.
His cameo stuff.
Right. That's amazing.
He does up the raw.
How much does he charge? I bet it's not that much now. I know. Do anything.
And he's literally there going, oh, very, very crewmate chungus of you. And you're like, you don't know what earth you're talking about. No.
Hence why he said up the raw and didn't realise what he was
saying. Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
We lost a few listeners there.
Yeah, sorry guys. Truth hurts. Yeah. Not so, very crewmate chungus.
After this shooty trick, he then invites the Doctor to join him on stage. Mm. And the Doctor does what only Tom Baker can do. Mm. He slightly takes the piss out of the tricks.
Yeah.
And slightly reveals how things are done. So he gets into a cabinet, steps at the back. Oh, you can see me. Mm. And there's lots of laughter from the audience, et cetera. Again, could have kept the Doctor in there and then stabbed him, but doesn't even do that.
Right. Yeah.
Meanwhile, downstairs, Casey has been wandering around. I don't like being down there with that big ghost. Basically gets set upon by the Lord.
Yeah.
We still don't know who he's called yet. He's still known as the Lord.
He's the Lord.
You just see him loom over him, but you don't see what happens. But when Lai Sin Chen reveals his the sword of a thousand cuts.
Yeah.
By the way, there's 10. So it's 10 cuts.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be one of his death squad volunteers. It's supposed to be the Doctor, but the Doctor's wandered out to ruin the trick.
Mm-hmm.
Who falls out at the end dead? But Casey.
Yeah.
Casey is dead.
That's very. It's a very striking image, that, isn't it? It's very really impressive. Good, yeah.
It's really, really good.
I felt sorry for the Casey actor because he had to do a dead fall forward.
Straight
the last
in his
minute
face.
You see him put his arms out.
Oh,
do you?
Yeah.
They should have Davro'd him.
Also, they're not putting down anything for him either, are they?
If they put a crash mat down, he wouldn't have to.
Yeah.
Poor guy. So, yeah, he's dead.
Oh, Casey, no. Lionel Blair just like standing there.
Farting normally, Lionel.
I always think of that moment. It reminds me of Spike Milligan in Life of Brian, really. Yeah.
It looks like he's about to jump into action, but
he can't decide what to do.
No, because he's just useless. He's
fucking useless.
His friend's unconscious on the floor.
I still love you telling me about him. Is it on Celebrity Big Brother when he farts? Oh.
Lionel is having a cigarette in the garden. And he looks, Brooks, one way, looks and then he goes, oh. And it's a proper ripper. It's like a. And then he goes, oh. Oh, he's just had a baby. Oh.
It's literally distill like Boxing Day.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Very
feeling.
Exactly. Yeah. Because I remember when you told me that when he went on to the real exotic Marigold Hotel documentary, he goes to have a massage and all he does in that is fart.
Oh my god! Isn't Miriam Margolyes in that as well?
Yeah, just being really rude.
Prolific flatulence.
You mean Beep the Meep?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but she's just again being really rude.
Oh no!
People are like, I speak as I find me. Fuck! I'm gonna say cunt.
Yeah,
go on then.
I did a fart.
I fart a lot. Yeah, right. Okay,
good.
Yeah, great. I'm gonna say cunt now. Go on then.
BBC Breakfast. Come on.
Yeah. My voice, my vagina's. Yes.
Yeah.
Right. She did that on this morning, didn't she?
Did she?
What did she say?
She said my vagina's moist.
Oh.
Because it's just for so they go.
You can't say that.
Incorrigible. Also, Professor Sprout wouldn't say that shit. No. Actually, as head of Hufflepuff.
God.
So you fucking wash your mouth out with soap and water, you dirty old prop. It's disgusting.
Lionel Blair had a few Professor Sprouts, didn't he?
That's exactly he did.
Lionel Blair would have been lovely in Harry Potter, wouldn't he? As maybe a little ghost.
Yeah.
Little ghost, little prancy ghost. One.
Little prancy well,
he could have done a little bit of dancing, couldn't he?
Never got Rick Mayall's ghost, did we?
Never got Rick Mayall's ghost.
Giving you twos.
Oh. Yeah.
No. Lionel Blair is in Hard Day's Night, though, so that's fun.
Yeah, he's in Absolute Beginners as well. Mm. And he's also in Saw Part 2.
He has to dance out of someone's arsehole. Sorry, method.
For years you have been holding in a fart. Now you
actually,
must
that
be
was
the
a
one.
Sore thing. You can't you can't fart or your head will blow up.
Yeah.
He just feeds him beans.
Yeah. Anyway, Lysen is so shocked by Casey falling out. He wasn't expecting that at all.
No.
He runs downstairs to find his master. His master has fled.
Whoa.
Disappeared, hence packing up his carpet bag.
Yeah.
Disappearing.
Yes.
Lai Sin feels like he has let his master down. In fact, before that, the master has said, you keep fucking letting me down. Bring me more women. And he keeps going, I can't bring you all these women because the police are getting suspicious and everyone's getting a bit... He's like, I need more women! For his distillation. And Lai Sin feels like, again, this is the sense of honour, that sort of thing, that he has dishonoured his master. And he's so upset about this that he runs into the sewers to sacrifice himself.
Yeah.
He's eaten alive by rats.
Wants to join his ancestors.
Think that he is, because you see him stumbling and then it cuts to the doctor and you just hear this blood-curdling scream.
Yeah.
And you think, well, that's him dead. And there's even a little cut scene to him just half in the sewers. You think, well, he's dead.
Like, you know, is it in Temple of Doom where you just see like the alligators eating like a dummy?
Just eating cloth.
Yeah.
Normally eating cummerbunds.
Noise going,
Cummerbunds.
Cummerbunds.
Benedict.
Yes.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, back at Ghastly Grange, Lightfoot, second time has been knocked.
Oh, no.
Wakes up and the cabinet has indeed been stolen. And the probably the weakest of the of the endings is the ending to part four, because basically Wang Chiam is basically cackling his little head off in a carriage with the cabinet tied in the back and Mr. Sin next to him grinning.
Yeah.
End of part four.
Ooh.
Well,
do we have any correspondence?
There are lots, but I don't want to use them all up here, so I'll just I'll read five.
Okay.
Oh, five.
And now these are okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Nick Burden says, a stone-cold classic. Doctor Who meets Sherlock Holmes and Jack the Ripper.
Yeah.
Jago and Lightfoot delight. Mr. Sin scares the living shit out of you. Leela is most Eliza Doolittle ever. And Tom is mercurial. 99 yellow face actors out of 100.
Nearly.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you. I'm allergic to...
racism.
Racism.
Good.
We all.
Yes.
Yeah. Matt Cunnington says, aside from the... I love this story. Tom seems to be tolerant of Louise James... I guess he's Jameson, but the author corrects on him. And she really brings Leela to life in this. Uh-huh. Young me was even scared of the giant rat.
Yeah.
You asked for libel, Tom Neenan bumps chickens and sacrifices them. That's fine, because he's in the room and he can...
And I'll confirm that.
You can either confirm or deny.
Yeah.
Bobby Peru says, well, despite the genuine problems with the story, when viewed through the prism of 21st century sensibilities, it's still up there with one of the greatest Who stories. This despite the fact that Mr. Sin looked like he's wearing a Bo Selector mask. That he And Stephen Graham says, Bert Kwok was clearly unavailable.
There you go.
We'll leave it there.
Do you remember when Bert Kwok was on Harry Hill?
When will you lay me an egg for my tea? Of course.
Al Murray always says that he kicked off because he found out that they had a dog on 1 week that was being paid. He thought it was being paid more than him.
Oh, really? Oh, there you go.
Last Summer Wine, of course, is pretty much where he ended up, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's where they all end up.
Which is lovely.
My brother used to play with his son.
I don't know where that was going to go.
When
Bert Kwok's son?
Yeah, when he was my brother was very little.
Good.
He lived in the area where...
Oh, nice. Did they remain friends, or did they grow distant?
I don't think so. I think they just used to share the same playground and play together. This would have been like 1973 or something.
How lovely.
Yeah. Very nice.
Mm. There you go.
Well, there it is, folks. That is episodes 3 and 4 of The Times of Wenjang, and we will, of course, be back to finish this 6-parter very soon.
Yes.
So, in the meanwhile, keep on wheezing and groaning, and it's Christmas time, isn't it? So don't forget to liberally moisten your giblets with Dad's gravy. Sorry.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, shit, no more.
We're all right. We're all right. We're all right.
I'm reviewing the situation, 'cause I don't know if I'm for it or against. Yes, I'm full of determination, but I'm worried, so I'm sitting on the fence. 'Cause if we go unilateral, the generals that matter'll say Britain is attackable and we'll become unbackable. So then we'll drop our clarity and lose our popularity. I think I'd better think it out again.
He's reviewing the situation.
And his policies are changing every day.
what we're seeing. No transformation.
He's a loser, and a loser he will stay, I should know.
All his policies are changeable.
His views are reimaginable.
Which doesn't make incredible.
So people who are fed up
believe there's no alternative.
And then they'll vote Conservative.
We think you're better than you down here.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.